This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Habam. We're learning the sugya of Sheva Brachos. The Gemara told us about the various Brachos. Shehakol Bara L'Chvoidoi, Rashi says, is not min ha-seder. Yoitzar Ha'adam is not min ha-seder. Shehakol Bara L'Chvoidoi is just to praise Hashem, because we're commemorating the chesed Hashem they did to Adam HaRishon. It's not really relevant to the marriage. Yoitzar Adam is the original creation, also not relevant to the marriage. Atzer Yotzar Adam Betzalma is the first of the blessings relevant to the chasana. Then we have Sois Tassis, which once we mention the union, we talk about Yerushalayim. And then we talk about Hashem making the chasana and kala happy independently. And then Ashar Bara. And the Gemara said two lines from the bottom of Zainam Abayz that you make Berchas Chasanim Kol Shiva Be'asara. Now, what would the halacha be if there are no Panim Chadashis? The Gemara says, Am Rabbi Yehuda V'hu Shaba Panim Chadashis. You only make the Sheva Brachos for 7 days if there are new participants. What if there are not new participants? So the Gemara says, Mikan ve'elach on Chesem and Aleph. If they're new participants, you make all the blessings. Otherwise, it's just apushe simcha ba'alma, and you're mevarech sha'simcha b'ma'inoi and asher bara. So the Gemara says, without panim chadashos, you can only make two blessings, sha'simcha b'ma'inoi and asher bara. But the Gemara does not say, do you need a minion for them? In other words, the Gemara says that if you don't have Panim Chadashos, you can't make the Sheva Brachos, but you could say Sha'asimcha b'ma'inai, and you could say Asher Bara. But the Gemara does not discuss whether you need a minion for Sheva Brachos, whether you need a minion for Sha'asimcha b'ma'inai, and for Asher Bara. Right, the Gemara said, Levi ikla lebe Rebbe, Behilula de Reb Shimon, Baruch Chame, Shabasi ikla lebe Rav Ashi, Behilula de Mar, Baruch Shis. So there are a total of six blessings, not including Bar Pri Agafen. But the Gemara doesn't discuss whether a minion is needed when you don't have Panim Chadoshes and you're saying just Asher Bara and Shahasimcha b'ma'inai. So the Ramban says, Midika Amrinon Baruch Shis Baruch Chamesh, Vamrinon Nami Mavarch and Berchas Chasanim Kol Shiva, Umatsinu Shasimcha Bema'ina Yermavarch Kol Yud Beis Chodesh. And the Gemara has a Havamino, you should say Shasimcha Bema'ina by Bris Mila. So we see that Shasimcha Bema'ina is not connected to marriage. Shasimcha Bema'ina has no connection to Chasnos. Because there's a havamina, you make it by a bris. You make it for all 12 months. Hilkach lesa b'chla ma sha'amru mevarchim birchas chasanim ba'asara. The Gemara says you make birchas chasanim ba'asara. You need a minion birchas chasanim. But shenasimcha b'mayinah is not birchas chasanim. Because there's a havamina, you'd make it by a bris and you make it for 12 months. So for shasimcha b'mayinah, Ela afilu begimel mevarchin. Even if you have three people, you can make shasimcha b'ma'inai. Umidika aminon afushe simcha ba'almahu, kaloimar sudas kruin alalu, vamrinon amalei machmas hilula, shmamina she'ein mevarchin nami shasimcha b'ma'inai, ela b'misha oisa sudas mereyas chasunasa, amloi zimein adam ela chasana soy deman shebeisa inaba b'chal barach. In other words, if you're just, the chassan is getting together with his family, you for sure don't make the bracha. It's only if you invite friends. But the Ramban says, Shasimcha b'ma'ina is not birchas chasnos. So if it's not birchas chasnos, you don't need a minion. Now this is an amazing Ramban. Because the very same Gemara that says that when you don't have panim chadoshes, you make Shasimcha b'ma'ina, also says you make asher bara. But the Ramban doesn't say Asher Bara is not Birchas Chasnos. The Ramban seems to hold Asher Bara is Birchas Chasnos. So Ramban seems to hold for Asher Bara you need a minion. For Shasimcha B'ma'ino you don't need a minion. And that's the Ran, is medayik that in the Ramban. The Ran quotes the Ramban, Kasav demida amrino begemara baruch shis ubaruch chamesh ma'amino shahasimcha b'ma'inai lav berchas chasanim hi. Right, the Gemara talks about 5 and 6. What about shahasimcha b'ma'inai? That's not counted among them. That must be that's not among the 5 or the 6. Umina da afilu begimel mevarchin oisa. From there we could infer that even with 3 we're mevarchet. Umidvarav atalamed shehu savar da asher bara shehi mechlal shis vehei shein mevarchin oisa. The diuk, listen carefully, the diuk of the Ramban is it says you 5 brachos, 6 brachos, but that implies shasimcha b'maynoi is not one of them, from which Ramban derives shasimcha b'maynoi is not berchas chasnos. But asher bara is part of the 5 and the 6. So then asher bara is mechlal berchas chasnos. In that case, you can only make it if you have 10. Now, which means now, even though Asher Bara is Berchas Chasnos, you don't need Panim Chadashis for that. That the Gemara said openly. Uledvarav Netzach Lidchaik, according to the Ramban, you have to be Madchik and explain that which Rabbi Huda said, that it's only if they're Panim Chadashis, which implies that you need Panim Chadashis to say all the blessings. Hachi Kamra. Again, Bishlama, according to perhaps if you take the tzad that Asher Bara is not Birchas Chasnos. So we understand what Rabbi Huda says. You need Panim Chadashis to say all the Birchas of Chasnos, and Asher Bara is not one of them. But according to the Ramban who learns Asher Bara is one of the Birchas Chasnos, then how is that consistent with Rabbi Huda, who says that you dafka need panim chadashos? V'hu shabo panim chadashos. Hachi kamar ma'ida aminon kol shiva demasher shein shavin dafka b'shabo panim chadashos. You need panim chadashos to be able to say all 7, but you don't need panim chadashos to say asher bara. What the Ran is asking on Ramban is Ramban learns shasimcha b'ma'inai is not berchas chasnas, but he learns asher bara is. Which is a problem, because the Gemara says you only say the Brachas Chasnos if you have Panim Chadashos, and the Gemara also says you say Asher Bara even if there is not Panim Chadashos. V'zeh doichek. Therefore, the Ran says this is doichek. V'ikar hadavar k'ma shekasavti. The k'shem shasimcha b'ma'oinai eina Brachas Chasanim, just like shasimcha b'ma'oinai is not Brachas Chasanim. Daha bei mehula havam avarchenlei. Because you would make it even at a mila, ilav mishum tsara diyanuka, if not for the fact that there it causes tsara to the child. V'loy mevarchin la ela mishum simcha ba'ama hachinami asher bara lav birchas chasanim hi. Asher bara is not a bracha for the marriage. Now that's a pele. How can it not be a bracha for the marriage? In fact, it's the only bracha that's a bracha on the marriage. Mesameh chasan v'chala is blessing that they should be happy independently. But here we have a blessing that they should be happy together. And therefore he says, v'loy bari asara, she'enoi ba ela mishum apushe simcha ba'alma. You only make it to increase the happiness. V'chei nira divrei ha-Rambam perek beiz mehilchas brachas. The Rambam also implies that. Now that's a pele. Birchas Berchas Asher Bara is not a bercha of chasnus? Then what is it? What could it be? What could it be? Let's see. Did I put the Rambam on here? Says the Rambam in Berch Hilchos Brachos Perek Beis Alachotes Bebeis Chasanim Mevarchim Berchas Chasanim Achar Arba Brachos Elu. B'chol suda v'suda sh'oichlen sham. You make Birchas Chasanim at every Suda. Ve'in mevarchin brachazu la'avadim v'la'ketanim. And you do not make this bracha not avadim and not ketanim. Says the Kess of Mishnah. Mashakasav in Mavarchim Brachazu, Loy Avodim, Loy Katanim, Nera Pasha, Taha Afilu, Trufi, Lam, and Sarfino, and Evid Bekatim, Badavar, Tarchasara, Koshehain, Shehim, Loy Yavarchu. Seems like the Kess of Mishnah is saying, since Avodim and Ketanim are not Mitztaref to a minion, so they don't make the bracha of Asher Bara. That means the Kesef Mishnah holds, the Rambam holds, you need a minion for Asher Bara. L'chayra, it's because he holds, the Rambam holds, Asher Bara is Berchas Chasanim. Not like the way the Ran quotes him. So we have a big machlokes here. How do we view the bracha of Asher Bara? Is it Berchas Chasanim or is it Berchas Simcha Ba'alma? Here's another interesting machlokes that l'chayra depends on what we just declared. What would the halacha be if a chassan and kala, they live in Wyoming, and there's no minyan there? There's no minyan there, you can't make all the shavah brachas. Now we know kala is asur, but kala b'lay bracha asura kanida. You ever think about that? They're in communist Russia, and you don't have a minion at the wedding. You have two Eidim, and you don't have a minion. So is she usher to the husband? Now, according to what we just learned, the Ramban would hold that you need a minion for Asher Bara, because it's Berchas Chasanim. The Ran would hold you don't need a minion for Asher Bara. Could it be that when Chazal say that a woman without a brach is also like a nida, maybe that's a woman without any of the shavah brachas? Now the seventh brach of the shavah brachas, according to the Ran, is not birchas chasanim. So you don't need a minion for Asher Bara. So you don't need a minion, maybe you can make Asher Bara, and now the husband and wife can live together. So look in the Hamakneh. The Hamakna says, "Ein mevarchim berchas chasanim." The kasev at shumat zadesh and simin kofnem b'shem chuvas maimini. The ein brachos ma'akvos. The brachos are not ma'akev. V'chisala adaitchem ein b'medina asar shaloi tinas isha mishem berchas chasanim biyod. Meaning, you know what? You hear what the Hamakna is saying. The Hamakna is saying, it can't be you either make all the blessings or you don't make any of them. Because what do you do if you live in a country where you only have 10 Jews so you can't get married? L'chayra, what you do is you say Asher Bara without a minyan, and that's good enough. What's the taino? Deina chanami, main sham yod. If there isn't 10, lo'i tinase isha, she shouldn't get married. The Beis Yosef writes that if you don't have a minion, a woman's not allowed to get married. Nira de'in kavanos yivat da'azim peraviriviv, so the mak doesn't mean you shouldn't have children. The bevade in linchas mitzvahs peraviriviv, the nidcha b'fnei aseh lo'i lo'mehem tavoidu, we know we could push off the aseh of lo'i lo'mehem tavoidu to have children, like we find in Gittin, that we could free a chatzi shivcha chatzi ben choyren. So certainly we should be able to push off the takana of Sheva Brachos. So you know what the base, you know, Yosef would say? The Beis Yosef Shita is, if you live in a place without a minyan, you cannot get married. Take her as a pilegesh and have children. You hear this? But kala b'loy bracha asura kenida. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. If you live in a place without a minyan, you live in communist Russia, of course you have to have children, but not with a wife, with a pilegesh, with a concubine. But the Hamakna says, I disagree. Just say Asher Bara. Once you say Asher Bara, you have a bracha of the Sheva Brachas. So you have a bracha. So now, do the bracha, now you can get married. The Niradika Takanta says, she is always a Batas Pilegesh. It's only Kala Beloi Bracha Surah, not Isha Beloi Bracha. However, it says Makna, I would say Kala Beloi Bracha and Beloi Shem Bracha. Kim Jecham Levarcha Asher Bara Dein Tzarcha Sura Les Beis Sura. I would say Beis Yosef, relax. You know, don't tell the guy to marry a concubine. Let him get married. Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, and just say Asher Bara. Instead of having people marry concubines now. So Shitas Hamakne is this great dilemma of what does a person do if they live in a community without a minyan? That the Beis Yosef says you can't get married. Which the Makne grips, you can't get married, but you can marry her as a Pilegesh. So he says there's a very simple solution. The first brachos of Sheva Brachos need a minyan, but not Asher Bara. Because why? Again, because the Ran holds Asher Bara is Afushe Simcha Be'alma. Is not for the chasnus. And if it's not for the only birchas chasanim ba'asara, Asher Bara is not birchas chasanim. Which I don't understand, b'chlal, of all the Sheva brachas, how the one to me that's the most birchas chasanim is Asher Bara. By the way, the Aruch HaShulchan argues on the Makneh. He says, "Uvasu dolo yivarchu rak Asher Bara." He says, "If you don't, he says, I agree, but I disagree. I agree, you can make Asher Bara without a minion by the Sheva Brachos, but at the chuppah, it's all or nothing." Some say you cannot get married if you don't have a minyan. Some say it's only chadchila kala b'lei bracha asura lebala kenida, but b'diavad it's okay. V'yachni send al chuppah b'lei brachas v'bracha acher kama yom yizdam lemasorim yizdam l'tok shivas yimei amishta. That if you find a minyan within the 7 days, you make the Sheva Brachos. Asher afil achers man rav oimim ha Sheva Brachos kimin shadayin lo yomrum. Chei moir mashma lashon haRambam. Shekazim lo baruch brachos lasan brachon afil acher kama yomim. Yamshul Shulma says not. Now what do you do at the Suda? Uva Suda lo yivarchu rak Asher Bara. You could still say Asher Bara. Avo b'shas ha-chupa. Lo yivarchu oisa levada. Don't say Asher Bara at the time of the chuppah. Dibishap sa chuppah lo niskan rak Sheva Brachos. The time of the chuppah, only Sheva Brachos was enacted. Either seven or none. There's no splitting them. There's either all, it's all or nothing. So again, this is all dependent on how do we view the bracha of Asher Bara. Shasimcha b'ma'inai is not birchas chasan. Therefore, you don't need panim chadashos and you don't need asara. But when it comes to Asher Bara, the Ramban seems to hold it is part of the birchas chasanim. In that case, why would you say it if you don't have a minyan? Why would you say it if you don't have panim chadashos? That was the Ran's kasha. The Ran holds it's not birchas chasanim. If it's not Birchas Chasanim, we have a kula of the hafla that if you don't have a minyan, The same way, if you don't have Panim Chadashim, you could say Asher Bara, and then perhaps you could get married even though you don't have a minion. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, no, it's all or nothing. We cannot split at the chuppah, we cannot split Asher Bara from the other brachos. After the chuppah, you could split it. I didn't put it on the sheet, but there's another nafkamina. If an almoin marries an almana, that there's one day of brachos and 3 days of simcha, how many days do you make Asher Bara? The Torah says you make Asher Bara for 3 days. The Rambam says only 1 day. The machloikis seems to be, if Asher Bara is brachos chasanim, then maybe you only make it 1 day, because you only make Shavar brachos 1 day. But if it's simcha ba'alma, like the shita of the Ramban, then we can understand perhaps that you would make it for 3 days. Okay, that's what I got for you for today. Okay, shkoyach everyone. Be prepared for daf tes. Tomorrow night, do me a favor. Don't learn it now, and tomorrow night you'll be able to understand. Daf tes is, if you're on a desert island, they say we'll give you one blot, you take daf tes and ksubis. It's probably the most lumdish blot in Shas. A good chunk of the Sefer Shev Shmaitza is on daf tes and ksubis. Svek Sveka, Svek Sveka Hamis HaPeches, Chazaka on one of the Sveikas, great stuff. But it's even to get Pashup Shah, what's beautiful about it is that it's easy to get a simple pshat in the Gemara. You know, it's some girls, you got to break your head just to read it. No, they're you could get a very straightforward explanation by learning it, and then, you know, as you learn it more and more, you get a better understanding. Okay, everyone, thanks for joining. Brach v'atzlacha, kol tov. Have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.